and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
What's happening?
My name is Angel, also known as That Chick Angel, and I'm one of your hosts. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus. I'm also a host of this Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast. If this is your first time tuning into us, thank you so much. We've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years now, or this is year three.
Is it?
Yeah, we're completing year three.
That's crazy.
I know, right? This was a podcast that came out of the suggestion of our fans. So that is why we do it. And we talk about everything. We talk about relationships. We talk about pop culture. We talk about just things that are pissing us off.
Yeah.
And then we see if it's going to cause an argument, because between us, you never know what's going to happen. Marcus and I have been married for 11 years now. We've been together for 14.
Yeah.
We are the parents of three little boys. We've just lived a lot of life together.
Yeah, we have.
And luckily, we are not afraid to communicate with each other, even if it does not always end
at the expense of the other one. that's where it's at. So you just gonna talk to your husband like that? You gonna leave your wife just sitting over there like, yeah?
Yep, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
She deserves every bit of it. 2 minutes.
Listen, wherever you're listening to us on, whether it be iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud, make sure you rate us. It makes us more discoverable to new listeners. We really appreciate it. Also, you can watch this podcast on my YouTube page, which is That Chick Angel. You can see the visual. There's always bonus footage, because if you could have seen how long it took us to get this podcast going, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So hop on over there and subscribe to that YouTube page. And then obviously I have a bunch of social media. I'm on Instagram at That Chick Angel, Facebook at That Chick Angel, as well as That Chick Angel Monday Motivations and That Chick Angel Mommy Confessions. And Marcus, where are you, babe?
I'm on LinkedIn and Career Builder. Y'all come find me.
That's right. Yeah. He's all about that paper. Y'all already know. He's not about out here trying to make friends.
No, I got enough friends. That was a podcast. Y'all go find it.
You are a fool.
It was. Y'all go look for it.
So, babe, hit me with one or the other or both. What has either been grinding your gears since the last time we were on here? And I apologize. We did miss a week. And that was the
day of the podcast. We was like, both like, so, is it this week or next week?
Is this what we're supposed to do it? And also, it was election week that Tuesday. Yeah. And actually, I'll jump into what's grinding my gears.
What's grinding your gears?
So, Tuesday, the night that we would have did or shot this podcast to put up on Wednesdays, because we do it every other Wednesday, it was the elections, the midterm elections all across the United States.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all tuning in for the first time, my sister was running for a district court judge. Unfortunately, she lost by a very tiny margin.
Was it like 2%?
Yeah, it was like 2%. Yeah. So very, very small. And in the angst of waiting for the results, I accidentally got pissy drunk.
And yeah,
I was turning up.
I went to vote and came back, and this fool is just sobbing.
I was, and she hadn't lost.
No. She was sobbing because she was happy what her sister was able to accomplish. I came back like, oh, she done lost. I'm over here rubbing her shoulders. Then Angel reveals, I'm just so happy for her, but I wish I wasn't so drunk. I left. I went into the den. I said, this fool, I'm over here consoling her, rubbing her shoulders, telling the kids to get away from. And it's, man.
I had drank about a half a bottle of wine, maybe more. I don't think I had eaten anything because my nerves have been bad. So I'm pissed off that she didn't win because, you know, I'm not being biased, even though it'll sound like I'm being biased. She was the better candidate. And so I know this is not the end of her story on her road to becoming judge. But
no, she did do the unthinkable.
Yeah.
Like, she did something impossible.
I mean, I wouldn't say impossible, well, because she was qualified to do it.
No. I'm saying just.
But she pulled off some stuff that the average
what
person.
She was, what she was up against was she should have not did near like a fraction of how well she did. But she did phenomenally.
Now,
well,
see,
it
I
was
still
impressive.
You talking about how many votes she got? Because I think she should have gotten all of them. The money she raised is what I feel like was the obstacle that she.
Well, yeah. Well, Here's the thing. She was going against somebody that has been in office and has ran, and their family has a history of being in office and ran.
He's never been in office. His mother has.
His mother, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. he basically like was born and was like, this is the position you got because our family owns this position. Where she came in and was like, y'all don't know who I am, but I'm going to raise some money because I'm the ish. I'm on some old Michelle Obama level type stuff. So this is what I'm going to do.
When Melissa hears this, she's going to be like, what all has Marcus made up in his head?
Y'all look it up.
But no, she did kill it. I just wish it would have ended differently.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that's been grinding my gears. I got something else, but I'm going to let you go ahead and chime in. What's either been grinding your gears or just got you in a good place?
Man. I'm like in such a neutral place right now. I ain't mad about nothing, but it's not like I'm ecstatic about anything either.
What was grinding my gears last week was
these idiots, you know, the fake ass woke people that talk about your vote don't count and why vote. They already have everything decided, blah, 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 and all that crap. Like when I hear people talk like that, it's just like, well, apparently you've never voted before. Or these are the people that put their opinion anytime somebody talks about voting or anything political, they put their woke opinion on it. And, you know, this is that. And they say all this stuff and at a time where their opinion absolutely doesn't mean anything. They can just shut the hell up. The only time their opinion matters is when you vote. That's when you can put your opinion down. And these people, and I'm like, and I said it actually in the
vlog, but I also said it to somebody
I know that don't vote. I'm like, why do you think they trying so hard to keep people from voting if your vote doesn't count?
Right.
Otherwise, they'd be like, yeah, y'all go on down there. Have fun. Vote.
Yeah, there wouldn't be such thing as voter suppression. There wouldn't be such thing as having to fight for the right to vote. They would have just been like, sure.
Yeah, they have fun. That's your voice, and they don't want you to have it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you all should check out that vlog. Run on over to my YouTube channel. Marcus does segments inside of our daily family vlogs called Car Complaints with Tank.
It goes all over the place. Amen. I did one today.
You did?
Yeah.
I believe it. You know, the other thing that's getting on my nerves, and I'm going to end up doing an IG rant about it, is the robocalls.
Oh, my God.
Are pissing me off. While I want for Congress and for the House of Representatives and them to work on gun laws, right after they finish that, I need them to work on this. I need for people not to be calling me. That's what I need. People asking me if I want to renovate our home. People asking me if I'm ready to get lower health insurance.
You're better than me because I got to the point I don't answer phone calls who's not in my phone book. In my phone, if your name doesn't pop up, I don't answer because I get so many of those calls. Well, I just ignore right away.
Well, because I don't have Little Marcus in School completely programmed in, I can't do that just in case the school is calling. And then I don't have the twins daycare when they rarely go programmed in. I can't. So, you know,
I don't have those things either. You need to let me know.
You could choose to know.
You could too. You don't know.
That's why I answer all of my phone calls. Well, so I ain't got to worry about it.
That's why I ain't bother about it. Just hit ignore.
Makes it no sense. But yeah, no.
My work phone. I have another phone. My work phone is getting them too.
I am going to work on a rant because I was thinking about it in the car ride back home. I was just like, I feel like I need to get a burner phone like drug dealers. I bet you they don't get robocalls. And if they did, I know they would be really pissed off. They would like, and pick up, hello, you got the money?
Yeah.
And they're like, or would you like wonderful health care insurance?
The one I gotta say I do enjoy is the IRS, the fake IRS scammers that call, because I actually
those are scammers.
I actually spend time to talk to them just to piss them off.
That's also
and then I also call them back until they stop receiving my phone call, and then I switch up and use a different phone and do the same thing. I even find out their names and I call them back and I keep going until I can't get through to them anymore. I actually enjoy it.
He's Captain Petty. They deserve
it. I'm petty as all get out.
Captain Petty.
With a cape.
I'm trying to think, is anything, I got a lot of things that I feel blessed for this week. I'm really happy with my family and just, yeah. I'm happy.
I'm blessed too. I mean, yeah, I don't want to say I'm neutral in that aspect. I do definitely feel blessed every morning.
Aww.
I think about, you know, I think about all my blessings that I got. So it's not that I'm not happy about anything. It's just my grinding my gears. I can't say that, but I can't be like, Yeah, I don't walk around shouting all the week either.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You should give them praise all the time. All right.
There's enough people doing that. They wear him out, I'm sure.
I doubt it. I doubt if Beyonce ever says that when people are clapping for her concerts.
But if you walk up in her house and just start clapping for her, she ain't gonna like it.
She'd be like, why are you here? Get them out. So the topic of today. Oh, well, first of all, let me just give us kudos. Okay. So you guys get ready for 2019. Oh, we have written down all of our topics.
We revamping, y'all. We revamping the whole bracket. Is the name going to change to like That Chick, Angel, and Family or something?
No. No, not it's Dang. Not. Not until I have solid commitment from you. You all have to understand this. Marcus sometimes gets completely on board, but because my husband is moody, he feels as though his participation should be based off of him being in a good mood. Well, which way is the wind blowing?
Or
what?
Why does my participation have to solely rely on you?
Because I have to edit. I have to upload. There is still a whole bunch of stuff
Train me. Show me how to do all that.
Listen, that's all you had to show.
Actually, I'm very close to probably knowing how to edit. You know, I used to do the whole music thing. It looks very similar.
It is sort of similar. It is, definitely. And also, because this is a brand that I have built, there are things that Marcus.
A lot of eyes in there, yeah.
Yes, because I did a lot of work. We have to have a come to Jesus moment of what is on brand and what is off brand. Because there is stuff that Marcus would just let fly on my channel. Would you not?
What you mean fly?
That you would be happy with doing. Like, there is stuff that you will say in your car rants that I'm like, I can't put this part on my channel.
I bet it'll get more views.
I bet we'll get a whole lot of sponsorship.
People need honesty.
And we are giving honesty, but some stuff, listen, kids need honesty too, but we ain't telling them what you did to me yesterday.
It's on you.
No, it's not.
I bet if we was, there would be a whole Trojan would be calling.
I'm talking about to our children. If you said it to our sons.
They don't watch this.
Shut up. What I'm saying is that is not the brand that I've built of That Chick Angel. So if you wanted it to be something where it was more of a cohesive brand of what your thoughts are,
well, you
and
either
mine,
get Tank or you don't get Tank.
Well, and that's the thing. Okay, so herein lies the problem. So my husband in his moods, if he gets in a slump of just not feeling it, he doesn't show up. You know what I'm saying? He complains about my friends being flaky. But he is one of those people when it comes to this channel. And you all have witnessed it that have watched my YouTube channel. What?
It's all on you.
What?
Like I said, it's all on you.
How is it all on me?
Because, like, Angel does not say give a warning. It's just like, boom, camera in your face. What's going on, babe?
You know what? You would never get the camera in my face if you vlogged more. If I knew you had footage. Like, if I saw you vlogging
in the
house.
I've had footage.
Listen.
The last time we was in the car, you had two car complaints that you were sitting on that you knew about.
What do you mean that I knew about? What are you talking about?
This was the last time we was in the car where I didn't feel like talking. Everybody was just like, hey.
I put them in chronological order. So when it comes up in my queue is when I slide it in. So I had not missed any, actually.
I know you didn't miss any, but you knew I had that.
Talking about this month of this year. I am talking about in the totality of.
All right, hell with the totality. I'm talking about moving forward. You talking about we got this whole schedule and everything.
I am explaining to them what we are doing.
Okay, I didn't say why didn't you. I said, are you going to?
Going to what?
The fact that we done came up with this schedule. We talking about revamping the whole channel. I said, is the name going to possibly change to That Chick, Angel, and Family?
I need show and proof of more than just this.
Okay, why
month.
Do you just say that other than instead of just saying absolutely not? This is something that I built and I've done.
That is what I mean. I mean, right now, if you were asking me right now, is the channel name going to change? No. That's something that you would have to ask me after there is something to show me that it should change. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Keep it that. I don't want to be on like behind the scenes.
Listen.
Come on, let's keep it
you
going.
See? You no. See? No.
I just asked.
I know, but then you got in your feelings.
I ain't in my feelings. Mm-hmm. I asked you what was going to happen. If this was going to happen, you told me the requirements. I'm like, all right, I'm cool.
Oh, so that's a problem that that's a requirement?
No.
You just said you can keep it anyway. That's what you said. It sounds like that's...
I didn't say you keep it anyway. I said, all right, yeah, you can keep it like that.
It sound a little salty.
All right.
Y'all let us know in the comments. Did he sound a little salty?
I can sound salty. It's fine. I'm good with that.
I know you're good with it. I didn't say, are you good with it?
I'm going to be me. If I can't be me, then I ain't going to do it.
I'll let you continue. That's a lie. That's a lie, Marcus, because I have heard you when you're around people who you feel like could be essential to your career or things, and you aren't all you. You become this other.
That's a lot of people do that.
Okay, so I'm just saying, when it comes to my channel, be just as professional.
No, because your channel is in my house. In my private space. Well, when I'm being all, I'm outside of this house, outside of my private space, outside of my bubble. This is in my house. So
okay, so there lies the issue.
If I see somebody walk across the street, look at me silly, if the camera's rolling, they going to hear everything that person across the street going to hear.
All I'm saying is...
Handicaps and all.
All I'm saying is, sir...
What?
Is that there would be less camera in your face if I knew already that you have gotten footage. And because of past stuff, I can never trust that you have gotten footage. So I have to, in order for people to kind of get a more view of how I live my life, I have to capture you when I can, because I don't know when you have. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Whew.
It has to be more attractive to me to vlog as well.
I mean, I don't know how to make it more attractive to you.
We'll talk about that later, because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh. Oh, no, go on ahead.
You already know what I feel. It ain't going to cause no argument.
Okay.
You already know how I feel.
Do I?
Yeah.
You'd
be like, did you watch today's vlog? I'm like, snippets.
What, because you think, you only watch yourself in the vlogs. That's what you watch.
I don't even watch myself sometimes. Because I know what I'm going to say. And most of the time, it's the same stuff over and over, other than my complaints. That's why I said what I said yesterday in the meeting. Why haven't we started this podcast yet? And we've been talking for...
We haven't been talking that long. I can tell you that right now. I can tell from this. Anyway, oh, geez Louise, guys. So
how much of that's getting cut out?
All of it is saying.
All right.
And did it need to get cut out?
I don't know. I don't know if people want to hear this.
Yeah, they do. They want to hear this. It's called, is this going to cause an argument? And this
what's going to cause a damn argument? We had a topic and ain't got to it yet.
I'm about to. You keep talking.
I'd be damned.
The topic. Boy, nothing. The topic is turnoffs. That's what the topic is.
You.
Your mouth is the only turnoff. Ugh. Anyways, so we've talked a lot about things that turn us on. We did a podcast about, turn-ons, the things that turn women on, the things that turn men on. But what are turn-offs? Because I have noticed, Marcus is not on social media as much as I am, the women promote themselves in a different way or more boldly than what I grew up around. There's the whole Instagram thought title where chicks literally they are having their bodies enhanced, and I'm not knocking them for it, and then they got themselves posted up. And now some people be like, that is a sexist to feel like these women are doing this just for the attention of men. It might not just be for men,
But just for attention, period.
Well, yeah, for attention, period. And while I feel like throughout history, women have used their bodies in order to gain attention, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but there's a boldness that I feel like I have never seen before.
Yeah.
And while to each his own, I don't know. Other than, dudes like boobs and butts and small waist. Like, what would drive a man with any sense to just be to be attracted to that and anything in any way other than purely physical.
It's just that I don't see what it would. I mean, I don't see a guy with, like you said, with any sense being honestly attracted to, oh my God, I'm a, you know, if it's going to be purely for vain reasons, like he ain't looking for love. Like if you find love in a camera, then you done lost your mind. Like, and for the women, I maybe, who knows? I don't know if the women are actually looking for an actual serious man, you know, dude, when they do stuff like that.
I mean, a lot of them aren't looking for companionship.
Yeah, they're just looking for the attention.
Yeah, it's for the attention.
I mean, and it's like, I mean, it's like going to the strip club. It's like they're not going to find love. They're just going for the fun in the moment. And I don't see how that would be any different.
I mean, I guess some dudes would go into the strip club to find love. I personally, it's just, the thing is that these women obviously get a lot of attention. A lot of dudes show them a lot of attention. And so I wonder, like, okay, if you could pull this chick, like, what happens from there? Like, I know some dudes, I remember at one point in time, I felt like you loved for me to kind of show off. And I feel like now, while you love for me to look amazing, you like for me to show off less. Like, I remember one point in time when Mekhi Phifer gave me the advice to get, he was like, this is early in my career. I had no kids. He was like, what you need to do is get you, get you a spread in King or XXL and build yourself like an extra audience base from that. And, you know, and he was like, you know, there's no quick gimmicks, but that's a, like a way to get you some audience, you know, get yourself some exposure. So at one point in time, Marcus was like, yeah, I can see you doing that. And then it felt like maybe a month later, probably shorter than that, it became nah.
Yeah, because it was like, just thinking about it, it's like, but why would you need to do a spread? Like, how many successful black women do we have that didn't do anything, a spread in King?
I mean, there's a lot that have.
Yeah, no, there's a lot that have, but I feel like a lot of them already were pretty much on their way to the top. It was just like, oh, yeah, I'll do this.
I mean, that might be what you think, but if an actress of any color does a spread in one of those magazines, it is because they need the publicity. It's not just for, you know, SHIT and giggles. But okay, so was it Shirley? Did you say no Shirley because you thought, well, why would she need to do this for her career? Or was a huge part of it? Nah, I don't want my wife.
Yeah, of course there was another part of it. This is like King? Like, I don't know.
Because what shocked me was when at first you were like, okay, yeah, uh-huh.
I was probably just listening and like agreeing because you seem to be agreeing. I don't know. That was so long ago.
I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I could possibly, you know, I was literally looking at spreads trying to find one that I would find acceptable for myself. I was like, I don't mind tooting my butt, but I can't be doing no crotch wide. Like, even, you know, they're not naked in those magazines. Do either one of those magazines even exist anymore?
I don't know. Not with the Instagram hoes. Sorry.
I would never call them a hose because honestly,
oh, that's back what I was gonna say. You can pull one of them Instagram chicks that you done found, please believe you're not the first one to pull her off Instagram. that's what I was gonna say. It's like that ain't no first time thing.
I mean, you see these you see rappers who, I mean, I'm not holding my barometer to what rappers do, but you see these rappers, they all get with these strippers that have these bodies that are just out of control.
But they rock stars. Like,
so, okay, so explain that then. Explain what that means. That, well, they're rock stars. What does that even mean?
They're going to do the extreme.
Okay.
Or they're going to appear to do the extreme. Because you see a lot of them, they'll do this whole, I have this entourage, I have this is the type of chicks I pull. But in their private life, these dudes are married with kids, you know, trying to start legit businesses and stuff. And like it comes out in magazines, you know, you're a couple months later, this is like, you know, it's a character, like acting, you know. Al Pacino wasn't really snorting cork and the coke and blowing people's heads off. It was a character. And a lot of these rappers are doing the same thing. Their publicist or their agent might be like, yeah, go to this strip club, hang out with everybody, you know, pop bottles and make it seem like it's half of them just want to go home and kick back.
But there's a lot that are honestly dating these women.
There is a lot of them that are absolutely dating these women. It ain't going, none of it lasts. It's just in the moment. Listen. And the women love to be dated. Like, I remember we went to, who was we at? We was in Vegas.
I don't know where this is going.
We were in Vegas. It was Breisha's birthday party, and we ended up going to one of the strip clubs.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I remember somebody made the comment, because it was like mostly women, and it was a couple of dudes. They was like, let's go to the strip club. And everybody was like, all right, whatever. We're just kicking it together. Who cares? Let's go. And I remember one of the chicks made a comment, women, chicks, I ain't mean nothing about it. But one of them made the comment, like, I feel on the way in saying, I feel so bad for these women, either on the way in or on the way out. Like, I feel so bad for these women. They're, you know, just up here, got their clothes off, stripping just for money. And I was like, well, turn around and look behind you. You see all those Bentleys and Jaguars and Benzes? Those are their cars. Like, mm-hmm. It's like it's always a goal. It's always an end goal. And it's temporary. I mean, you ain't going to do it into your 50s and 60s. I don't know what they do after that. But just like those relationships, it's like, yeah, it's fun in the moment. That's why, I mean, you know, you really think all these rappers, like you said, a lot of them are going after these women, you know, on the extreme level with the body enhancements and doing this, the other. But those same ones are talking about popping mollies and stuff. You think they're going to continue to do that from years on in?
I mean, they might. And I mean, they'll probably,
it's all trendy, you know?
They probably will eventually make a bad choice, unfortunately, and not be able to do it for long. It's so funny, real quick, this is a little off topic, that you apologize for calling people chicks when your wife's name is that chick.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, some people listening, you know, you gotta be out. I'm just trying to see, I'm listening.
So
be like, you know what I'm saying, all these
no. No, but again, this is not.
And we were talking about turnoffs. I don't know how we got all the. Well, I know how we got.
Well, because the reason why. Okay, so I was asking, is that even a turnoff? I don't know. Is that a turnoff for you? The body enhancements, like, how far is too far? Because I know you're not completely opposed to body enhancements, especially if it's done
on a mild level. I'm fine with it, but not too much. I've never been
like
that type of, if it looks natural, I'm okay with it. But once you go so far, I don't know. I haven't. It's like one of those things. If I were to, let's say I saw someone, a woman with a nice body, and somebody pointed out, oh, well, she got a fake butt or a fake boobs, and be like, it might change the way I look. Like, oh.
And okay, now tell me why that makes you go. If she had like a nice, not a crazy, like, oh my God, her proportions are so crazy.
That's what I think is just stupid.
But if,
like, for real, I ain't apologize for that. That's
so
just,
that's a
turn off
for you.
Yeah, that's just the dumbest looking thing.
That's a turn.
Got these horrible looking legs with all this butt sitting on top that can't support. That just looks so stupid.
And it's a shame
and chicks
that
are
women
sucking
are
in their rib cages and stuff. Y'all, come on. That's the most ridiculous thing.
Listen, it's all about trying to stay on top and be like what you think is what people want to see, or whatever
give
makes
it
10 you feel
years,
good.
People are going to scream every time they see you. You look like a goddamn Decepticon by the face.
Don't wish that on them.
I'm not, but that's what happens.
So you're saying, however, if a woman had a nice body, but you found out she had work done, it would turn you off? You really believe that?
I know that.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. It's just, that's just not what I'm into. If it, like I said, I ain't going to say it would like completely turn me off, but I wouldn't look at it the same. It was like, oh, but I guess you cheated a little bit.
Oh,
not to say you cheated, like, but I would prefer, you know, if you want your body to look a certain way, kill it in the gym and find out that ain't working.
A lot of them do, though. There's a lot that, this is in the defense of what?
Go ahead.
In defense of a lot of women, there are women who will kill it in the gym. You can kill it in the gym all day long. Your breasts are still going to be as saggy as they were when you got in the gym. Those ain't going to go nowhere.
Right.
You can kill it in the gym all day long. If you have a petite butt, you might get a little bit of a rounder.
That's all you need.
But that might be, listen, you say that, but then you put that little petite little butt beside a woman who has a natural like donk. What you gonna be staring at?
Actually, I'm gonna stare at both. Be honest with you. It's like that right? Yeah, she did a little something. She in the gym right now. Look at her. She doing that. Now this one right here, she ran track from 12.
Now see, here's the thing. This is the reason why I feel like your judgment is a little too harsh, but you know you have a right to your own opinion. Is that the standards for which women are held are so difficult to get to and even maintain. And then you have dudes
in the limelight.
Not even in the limelight. What are All you right. talking about? I'm not in the limelight. And the standards at which I feel like I'm being held are so high, even by you. So, what?
No, because we, not after you every day, all you say is, I need to do better.
Because I am conscious of you and of society's standards. It's not just, oh, me.
So these standards that you're talking, that's the problem. It's like these standards that you're talking about, I could care less about those standards.
What standards you care about?
Yours. We both know, you know where you want to be. I know where you can be, which is probably nowhere near where you want to be.
Okay, but even the I know where you can be, it's not where I'm at. So you don't think that's in my head?
I'm not where you want me to be.
I'm good with you right here. Right the way
not
you
after, no.
Yes, I
am. Was it the last podcast? You was like, no, when you had that weight on you, when you was this.
That wasn't a podcast. That was a vlog. And
I was like, so.
And I said then.
Had to stop.
No, because I understood how you were taking it. But no, I love you just the way you are. You don't have to do another crunch.
I love you the way you are.
But I'm saying I physically cannot become more attracted to you. That is what.
I think you can.
No.
I saw this one enhancement.
Shut up.
Hey.
But you know that you physically could become more attracted to me. Could you not?
I don't think that's possible.
I think you being cute for this podcast.
Hey, no.
Or either you being an ass. One of the two is happening.
I'm not being an ass.
But you even said, you like, yeah, you know, I've been. No, you even asked me once. So, yes. So when are you going to get that together?
Because you brought it up, getting it together. So I said, so when are you going to start working on that? Or when are you going
to
get that
you
together?
You said, I've been meaning to ask. So when are you going to get that together? It wasn't. It wasn't like
it's more of health.
For you. I am the healthiest person in this house.
Sai's pretty damn healthy.
But no, I know that my stomach, being the way it is a turnoff almost. Is it not?
No. So back to these standards. No, back to these standards. You look at the people getting married. Every time you see somebody getting married, ain't none, neither one of them on no model standard type stuff.
The women lose so much weight for their wedding. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's just what women do. It ain't because women do that for themselves. Because a man done already proposed. Apparently, he already want to marry you. That
right.
10,
You're right.
15, 20
you that.
That you lost before the wedding don't matter because it's probably going to come right back.
That's so
no,
mean.
Not in a bad way. Both. That's what you do. You gain weight after you get married.
But go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I'm saying so. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's talking about those standards.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Okay, so those standards. So let me get to that because you see a lot of times that
y'all see how I skated around that though. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said no. You see a lot of times when either marriages don't work out or even in a marriage. Dudes are always attracted to, even, you know, I already know how to point out something that you think looks good. And it's not, I have never pointed out a woman whose body looked like mine and been like, she's cute. Like her body is dope.
I check them out all the time.
You-
Look at that over there. Yeah. Right there.
So that automatically.
She probably knows something too.
She had a couple babies on her. Yeah, look at that. But that automatically sets a thing.
They do it out of spite.
Do what out of spite?
Be attracted to, you know, that quote unquote standard. Now, I'm not disagreeing with you on the standard being high and damn near impossible for most women. I definitely agree with that.
Okay.
But I'm telling women, the hell with that damn standard.
But you're married to me, okay? There are a lot of women who either are not married and are trying to scoop something up or are, you know, in a relationship where the standard is very blatant.
Make sure you hold his raggedy ass to a standard too.
But literally, the things that a man could, like the things that women like, you know, quote unquote, some women, some men, you know, just like some women and some men like chubbier people, you know, like a dude with some weight or like a woman with some weight on her. But when it comes to like keeping a man to a physical aspect as far as in fitness, he literally can do everything in the gym. Like he can get his pecs bigger in the gym. He can get his, you know, legs muscular. A woman cannot get bigger breasts.
I'm not completely against body enhancement.
Okay. You just feel like it might just.
It goes like a lot of this stuff goes way too far. When it looks like they missing ribs and got somebody else's hips attached to them, it just looks stupid to me.
Well, yeah, that's extra. So that's a turn off. My turn off is teeth.
Yeah, I'm about to bring up teeth too.
Teeth is a big thing for me. Is it like if I don't, because you know, kissing, like I don't want to feel like I am getting years of bacteria that have just not been taken care of in my mouth. And I also, the biggest like, is a dude who don't take care of his kids. Like that, there is no, I can't even be your friend, much less allow you to, that is so unattractive to me. Even a married dude.
You're going to say, we know some women that don't take kids too. It's rare, but it happens.
Yeah, that is so unattractive to me. Like, I don't know how you can love an adult if you can't love something that came from you, that you made. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just so unattractive to me. But teeth?
That's one of mine too. You can't look like no Decepticon by the mouth either.
Oh, you know another thing? Razor bumps on the back of that neck. That thing right there.
You see, they can't help it.
What you mean? Yes, they can.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, they can.
No, it's not.
That means that you don't need to be using a razor.
It ain't razor bumps.
What is it?
It's bacteria. It's some type of, it's like a fungus buildup or something.
So you telling me that they ain't no antibacterial cream that they can't start treating their neck with?
It takes time.
Well, some of them haven't started.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a cure for that. I'm sure there is.
There is.
But I don't know. A lot of people can't help it. I think it takes some time to figure out how to get rid of that.
Well, you're going to have to
figure
it out.
It's not razor bumps, though.
You're going to have to figure it out before you holler at me, because I can't be about. I like pretty skin, first of all. I, thank God, have nice skin. My husband, I like your skin. It's nice. It's very clear.
It's all right. It's done got better.
By the time he got with me, it got good. We used to do facials together. I love a man with pretty skin. I love.
Hey,
a
don't
man
don't
with,
don't clown, don't
the,
clown.
They ain't nobody.
The little
clown.
Slash lash. What's it called?
What?
The thing we used to do. What's it called?
Oh, lush.
Lush.
What you yelling into the
mic? Sorry. Yeah, I wouldn't do it again. That feels good.
I have something for us. I just bought something. I'm excited.
Yeah. That's man.
Yeah, that's man. Jeez, Louise, Marcus, what? You and your cousin. Why are you making me do all this?
So you can get used to that.
Listen here. When that brand makes us money, you say it all over the place.
All right.
All right.
Watch the next podcast. Watch.
Yeah, but no, those things. Like hygiene.
It's for a woman. I know y'all go through a whole lot more than a man. So for y'all been going through it by the time you start dating. So if your hygiene ain't on point,
You can't deal.
Nah.
Yeah, I just, hygiene, after, especially after dating you, hygiene became more of a, my husband, you would think he goes into surgery every day with how often he washes his hands, brushes his teeth.
Minor OCD I got.
He washes his body for so long. My husband is actually not light skinned. He has just washed all the melanin.
I don't know what it is.
But because
this is the monk.
You're not that bad. You ain't got OCD. It feels
like that. Like when I start brushing my teeth, it's like I have to make myself stop.
It's crazy. He's going to end up brushing off all of his gums. That's
probably why my teeth are so big. I reduced the size of my gums.
Yeah, you probably have. But it became because of how well you take care of yourself. I can't deal with no dude that isn't that clean, that doesn't always. Marcus smells good all of the time. Sometimes his privates get musky when he comes home from the gym, but other than that, he smells
that's
good.
Mange. Okay.
Shut up. He smells so good all of the time. So, like, that's like a huge thing. So, like, stinking, turn off. Turn off.
You know what my daddy told me?
What?
He said, y'all always tell when, I don't know where he got this from or if it's even true. If it's even true. He said, when you're talking to a girl, he said, just mess with her. He said, and rub your finger behind her ear.
I remember you telling me that. And
then smell your finger. If your finger stinks, she ain't clean.
Words from the beginning. No, stop. It's different. I got on a wig, so ain't no telling when it caught up back here. Yes. Smell is a big thing. I'm really not that big into what your physical body looks like. I don't like for you to be sloppy. Yes. Do I like a well-chiseled man like the one I have? Absolutely.
What's his name? Ain't nothing chiseled about me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what's his name? You flipped. You done messed up.
But a turn off is a sloppy body. I can't do it.
Yeah, style.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a woman's style can turn you off.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like, it's not he even a particular step. Me and Angel's, you know, it clashes a little. Angel's a little too earthy for me.
I can do earthy.
I like
well.
Sexy earthy, but Angel can go like hippie earthy a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not with that. I'd be like, put some heels on.
I want again, them Jesus sandals. Listen, again, beauty standards. You're like, go ahead, tear up your feet. Put on some heels.
I love you in heels. They ain't even got to be heels. Just a platform.
Now, what type of shoe do I tell you to wear? Exactly. You have the freedom.
Because all my shoes are wonderful.
You have the freedom. You can wear flip-flops.
Because I got nice feet. I had nice feet. I had them. I don't know what I got these. Something's going on. But when's the last time you seen my feet? I keep some socks on.
Are you self-conscious about your feet?
Nah, I don't be caring what nobody think about my feet. I remember that time mama was out here. It was in the middle of the summertime. And she said, what's on your feet? My tan line was so bad because the rest of my leg was dark. My feet looked like powder because I always got some socks on. I think I wore socks in the swimming pool one time.
But yeah, see, so there's so many things I can do to turn this man off. And there's other than him being, now, personality can be a huge turnoff. Being a jerk, like, can be a huge turn off. Like, if a person is just like rude, I'm just like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Now, like, I'm a jerk, but not to Angel.
Sometimes he is, and that's when I'm turned off.
Yeah. Well, that's the times I'm doing it on purpose.
Yes. And everything dries up and closes down. I'm like, can't do it.
And I'm like, good. Smoking.
Like cigarettes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, that's a turn off.
Because that's like, you know, if she smoked weed or something every now and then. I used to hate it back in the day, but now I'm like, just don't. Yeah, not that big, as long as you ain't no pothead just sitting there droning and looking stupid half the time. But like a cigarette smoke
is disgusting. But I also hate the smell of weed, so
yeah,
It is nothing but a blessing that my husband does not smoke weed. Now, I'm going to put a little bit of business out there. He has a couple of times since we've been married and lived in California. And when I tell you, the turnoff was so real once I found out, it took a few days for me to be.
Yeah, it took more than a few.
I was just like, ugh, ugh, ugh. Yeah, I just don't like it. Cigars, I don't mind. I don't mind cigars. I don't know why that is. Now, Marcus doesn't really smoke that either, but...
Every now and then.
Yeah, but...
Not that Angel doesn't.
I haven't smoked a cigar...
Since.
Ever.
All right, so let me find that video. I got her on video smoking a cigar, and I got her on video another time talking about smoking a cigar a year apart. So, and she got two cigars right here in my humidor.
What? I didn't buy them.
I know. I bought them for you. Well, that's a lot of stuff sweet. Around here you didn't buy.
That's sweet.
Because you asked me to.
Is that right?
Flavored. Oh. Since you put my business out, you like wanted flavored
cigars?
No, you know I don't. You wanted a flavored.
I'm a flavored cigar. Huh? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, but drug usage in general is a turn-off.
Oh, yeah, that's not even a... question. That's not even in the conversation.
Like, if I saw a dude doing a lot of coke, I'd be like, well, this is not gonna work out for us. I can't do it.
If I see you doing anything but weed, it's like, nah,
I can't. Mm-mm. Listen, I can't even do that. If you are a sloppy drunk, I can't deal with you either. Can't.
Yeah, Angel, no, I don't babysit.
No, he doesn't.
I don't.
He's the worst.
You passing? All right. Call a cab in the morning when you wake up. I'm out.
You did when you were trying to get in my panties at the beginning.
Yeah, that was early on.
He's like, now you're on your own.
Yeah, you on your own. I don't babysit. You can't hold your liquor, then I'm not holding you.
Yeah, I can't do no. I know I can't. I can't do a sloppy drunk, and I can't do tempers.
Yes.
I cannot do temper. That I can't do.
Yeah.
And because I feel like it's childish, and people need to freaking mature or go to get some anger management and figure out how to deal with their temper. Because that
I'm trying to think of, like, just in general, somebody we would know.
We know somebody with a temper.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we do. We do. I'll tell you off camera. I can't. And so, you got a temper. I'm not gonna mess with you, because one day you're going to turn it in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a huge problem with you, and it's not going to go down the way you probably think it is. So,
and back to what you were saying, attitude, like, I don't like argumentative people.
Yeah.
I dated a couple of them. I'm like, you know what? Go step in front of a train.
Which is hilarious, since we have a podcast called Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
Yeah, but that's like causing an argument. We're not just argumentative, though. No. Like, you're not an argumentative person.
No, I'm not. I'm very easy. I can be very easy. Now, I do have to put my foot down with you. But I can be easy. I do. I have to put down my foot, because you have a dominant personality just like I do. And if I didn't put my foot down, you would dominate me all the time.
But I do most of the time, though.
No, you don't. Only in the bedroom when let you. You got another one?
Nah, I can't think of that. I'm sure I got a whole bunch, but.
Hair. Do you have a thing about hair that's a turnoff for you?
Hair?
Are you open to women having all different types of hair?
Yeah. I like natural. That's a turn on. Turn off. Extremely big wigs.
Oh, well. I must be turning you off on a regular basis. Well, I got tons of those.
Yeah. There was one. No. I was thinking about the wigs. There was one that you had. That thing was enormous.
That's my favorite. That one costs like $700, I guess. Yeah.
Is that the one you wore in Vegas that time? I was about to knock that dude out.
Oh, no. And everybody loves
Not
that
one. I ain't talking about that. No, the one we took pictures in.
What pictures?
Me, you, and X.
Oh, that was a weave.
Oh, yeah, that weave was.
It was beautiful.
Nah.
It was gorgeous. I look like Mufasa. I'm a Lion King. Yes. Yes. I don't like for a dude to be trying to hold on to hair that's no longer there.
So why did you fight me cutting my hair
because
off?
Because you still had hair. We could have.
I got a head full of hair, but my hairline said deuces.
I don't like
some of it. That's what's so bad about it.
If you're starting to thin in the back, That's the biggest part. If you start a dent in the back, I'm like, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
You got to let it go. Same thing if your locks are pulling your
yeah, you had them too long.
Hairline back. I just, Now, Marcus, did you used to wear finger waves when you were younger?
No. Never had finger waves.
But you talked about dudes wearing finger
waves.
Yeah,
I knew a whole bunch of dudes wearing finger waves. Like my cousins had some finger waves. Mm-hmm. That boy.
Oh yeah, I like well-groomed hair. So not groomed hair is a turn off. I love when a dude has a fresh like fade up. Yeah, that looks nice. So you guys,
you
tell
like
me.
Bald heads?
I didn't say it was a turn off. That was what I was mentioning.
Is it?
No, it's not a turn off.
I used to have fades.
You did. Mm-hmm. They were so sexy. And now you got that sexy bald with that beard. Come on through. As long as you got to keep the pairing, though. If you try to shave your goddamn face.
So it's going
to
happen.
And give me a bald head. Turn off.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm telling you now.
I'm going to look like a baby.
No.
I look weird as I'll get out.
You did. Don't do
I
it.
I ain't got no eyebrows, no facial hair.
Oh, don't do it. Oh, I'd be so mad. You guys, let us know in the comments below. What are your turnoffs? What are the things that just make you go, can't do it, won't do it, can't have it? Let us know in the comments below. What do you think about Marcus's point of view on enhancements on a woman? Do you think it's, I don't know. I wouldn't call it hypocritical.
I see some enhancements that I definitely agree with.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. There's a point. You know, it comes to a point.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I do think the more natural you can make something look. I mean, I know there are some dudes who don't like it at all. Like, none at all. But I do think that is sometimes hypocritical because they say they don't like it, but there'll be a woman that they think is attractive and don't realize that she's had work done. She just got it done so well that they don't know.
That's kind of what I said. But I, thinking back, I'm just like, nah. I guess it don't matter at this point unless you get some. I don't know what none of that feels like. I'm going to have to find out.
You are, because I will get some.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to get no, like, butt implants.
No, my booty is
fine. See, I
got to
find that out.
No, you're actually never going to. How about that?
Oh, I'm
going
to find
out. Come here, girl. I know it ain't yours. Let me slap that.
Let's see. Here. Turn this way.
Let's do our comments of the day. You guys, thank you so much for commenting. We always try to do a comment of the week. We possibly will be adding those to the vlogs in 2019 just to show you all that we are reading your comments. We do appreciate them, even if we don't get to read everything. So
we'll respond because it's a lot to.
I mean, we read everything. I meant to say respond. Yeah. You're right. Uh-huh.
Because with the vlog and the podcast, it's in like. You don't want one of those things where it's like the award ceremony. You don't want to start thanking everybody because you might leave somebody out.
Right. It becomes something. Okay, it's between these two. Should I read this one, or can you read? Is this too small, or should I read this one?
It's up to you.
You don't know. You don't know which one. Look one more time. This person or this person.
Yeah, go to the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is from Kim Lugo. Thank you for watching, Kim. You said you guys make me so happy when you have a debate while setting up. Well, girl, I'm sure we made you happy today, too. Exes are no longer someone I need to have connect with. I think she meant contact with. Exit. Extinction. I believe that I can't go forward if I'm looking backward. Hey.
Yeah, listen, it's true.
Sometimes you can't go forward. Hey, sometimes you need to know your history too. So it's just, it just all depends. If you haven't listened to that podcast, go back to our podcast 3 weeks ago where we talked about, is it okay to talk to your exes? All right, guys, please subscribe to my channel, That Chick Angel TV, that might one day become the Tanksley family channel. I think we will start a whole nother channel for that if we ever do like a real brand together. You'll let me know what y'all think about that if you follow us on That Chick Angel TV. Also, please,
do y'all want the edited Marcus or the Angels Marcus?
You would never give them all of you. And make sure you all follow our podcast so that you can be notified when we upload new videos. You guys be blessed, and we'll see you all in 2 Wednesdays.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.